This is the Sue Freeze Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving. Unashamed and unafraid, 'cause I believe you mean it when you say, I am strong, beautiful, I am good enough. I belong after all, 'cause of what you've done. This is real, what I feel, no one made it up. I am loved. Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
So here we are again on the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm so excited and feel so honored, so blessed to be with you today. And you know, I'm just going to be vulnerable and transparent as I always am, and I'm just going to get right into my story for the day. Last Saturday, I listened to my show, and the show was about safe passage and about domestic violence and how they're having a gala that I can't attend because I'm going to be in Israel, which is, we'll talk about that in a little while. Anyway, I had the show go on, but right before the show, there was a customer for Ecola who texted me because I care so much at Ecola. What I do is on every single correspondence that goes out to all of the customers that we have throughout the company, which is a lot, I have a little thing saying that, you know, contact the office. If you do not get a response within 24 hours, here's my personal cell phone. Give me a call. I don't know many owners that do that, but I do. Why? Because I really, truly do care, and our actions speak louder than words. People will call occasionally. It doesn't happen often, which is a good thing. It means we're doing a lot right. But this customer was upset, all right? And I don't want customers to be upset. And for whatever reason, you know, we get upset, don't we, in our lives. There are things that come up, and a lot of the times it's expectations. We might have an unrealistic expectation or just not clarity in the expectation. And so therefore, you might feel rubbed the wrong way. Okay. And so in this case, this lady texted and said, I really need to talk to you. I'm unhappy. I want to talk to you. And so I was driving. I was going someplace I really had never been before. And I was kind of excited because I was going someplace I had never been before. And I was meeting up with somebody that was a new relationship, a new friendship. And so I was excited about the evening last Saturday. And it was around 4:30, 5 o'clock, right when my office is closing. Okay, because we're open until 4 or 5 o'clock on Saturdays. So I'm driving. I do my best conversations on the phone when I'm driving. I get a lot done in my car. And I called and the voicemail picked up and I said, hi, my name is Sue Freeze, owner of Ecola Services, and I'm responding to your text and I'm interested in what you have to say. And so she, within 10 minutes, I think, she called me back. Now, she was upset. Obviously, she was upset and that's why she was reaching out to me. And so in her upset state, she began to tell me what she was upset about. And she said, well, first of all, let me go back. And the first thing she talked about was is that she didn't realize that when she hired our company for a fumigation, that we subcontract our fumigations. So me being in my car, I don't have access to a computer. I don't have access to information. And information is really key when you're trying to deal with situations. Right? You have to have all your information, lesson to self. You need to have all your information with you so that you can dissect, determine, come to solution, right? Because every problem in your personal life, everything that comes up that becomes a conflict is an opportunity for a new understanding and maybe a built relationship, because it's how we deal with these things that create a new relationship. Or a failing relationship if you don't deal with them properly. So today's show is about just that, because my assistant, I explained on Monday after this, I'll go back to it, but just to go forward a little bit. On Monday morning, we have staff meeting, and on Monday morning, I explained my experience with this customer and how I felt so frustrated in the conversation. And I'll explain why in a minute. And so Lydia, my assistant, she decided that today, you know, I pray about coming on the show and talking about what I'm going to talk about. And I asked the Lord to guide me. And I already had in my mind that I really wanted to approach this situation because it was a learning experience for me. Every day each one of us, we walk through life, we take steps, and every day there are lessons for us to learn. Now, some of you pray in the morning and you say, Lord, show me. Search me, O God, and know me, and if there's any evil way, pluck it out, right? Psalm 139, paraphrasing, but that's what it says. So if you have the desire that you want to be more like Jesus, then you're going to be aware and you're going to be ready to receive what the Lord is revealing to you. And the best way for him to do that, they say it's marriage, because that's the closest thing to the relationship with your Heavenly Father is marriage. But any relationship you have, the closer it is, the closer to your heart that relationship is, the more it hurts, the more it can hurt. But also, when you create that environment of love, it can be the closest, most endearing relationship that you possibly can have. But it doesn't come without a price. It means that you have to pay attention and you have to understand that part of maybe the problem could be on your side, right? But that's okay, because it's a journey and we're going through this journey together and we're learning new things about ourselves and about each other so that we can be more for each other and be better people all the way around. So with that being said, getting back to this conversation, is this lady was very upset. And she took time out of her busy Saturday to, you know, to call the president of the company, which I think is great. I think it's great that I have open conversation. She could have gone another route, but she didn't. She decided that she was going to give me a chance. So when she got on, she goes, first of all, I want to tell you, the reason I chose Ecola is because I hear you on the radio and you say you're a Christian. And I said, yes. And she goes, well, your company is not acting like a Christian company and, you know, and this type of thing, right? So all of a sudden, I'm feeling this attack. And what happens when we get attacked or feel attacked is our defense mechanism goes into place, right? We kind of get a different stature in our body and our everything in our body, all our molecules and all of the chromosomes and all those things that are building up there, they're going into strike or flee mode. You know, it's kind of like you're in that protective mode and that defense mode. And I'm driving my car, not knowing where I'm going. The navigation system's talking to me in the background and I'm listening to her conversation. And whew, there was a lot going on. And this is Saturday. Saturday's supposed to be wind down day, right? Enjoy life a little bit, right? And here I am going into this war zone, it felt like. So she progressed and talked about that she was saying, you know, my company wasn't acting like a Christian company. And she went with me because of that. And she's feeling like that maybe that wasn't the right choice on her part. And then she said that she didn't understand that she chose fumigation. She didn't know it was going to be a subcontracting company. And I said, well, normally when we give you your report, we will tell you on the report that we are going to subcontract, because most companies subcontract their termite fumigations. There are some companies that do it in-house, the national companies, they do it in-house. But on the most part, here in California, we subcontract, because, you know, I've learned a long time ago is I do what I do well, and I will hire somebody else to do what they do well. That's why people hire us to do what we do well, which is to kill termites and pest control. It's much better than putting it on your honey-do list, side note, because wouldn't you rather spend time with your family than to try to deal with this thing called pest and bugs and termites? You know, we are the experts, so let us do it, right? So we hire the experts in fumigation. They have the right equipment. They are trained to do it safely and all of those things. So we feel it's the best thing to do. Now, I screen my fumigating companies, because there's multiple companies that I could choose from, and I screen them, and we make sure that they're the best company out there to align myself with, because it's important to Ecola to do so. So with that being said, I explained to her that normally on the contract, I don't have her folder in front of me, so I can't look to see if she signed the paper that says, do you realize and do you know that, you know, we subcontract our fumes. So that was number one, and that was a minor one, but she felt it was important, and I took note of that, saying, okay, maybe the inspector needs to express this a little further so that we understand, even though there's multiple forms that we have to fill out, you know, roof waivers and all this stuff. So that being said, she went on to say that when she called and she talked to a girl, that the girl started laughing at her, and I'm like, okay, that doesn't sound like my office staff. I have 12 wonderful people in my office. And they're caring. Some are younger than others. And she mentioned that. She goes, well, this was a young girl. And I'm like, okay, I love giving opportunity to young women, because young women become older women. And, you know, I have women that have been with me a long time. And she took offense to that. And I tried to just try to stay calm. And then she said, well, okay, now I need a inspection. You sent a tech out. The tech didn't do what he was supposed to do, and it was supposed to be an inspection, and all of these things were going on. And you know, I am left with the only thing I can do is listen, because her manner in which she did it is she was really she caused me to be on the defense. Now, the reason I'm saying all this is because at the end of the conversation, I did not act appropriately. I didn't. And I'm going to admit that on radio. And how many times do we fail and fall short of the glory of God? And how many times do we do that? And then what do we do at that point, right? What do we have a choice in all things. And I'm going to get into some words here on a page. But I wanted to give you the background of why this show is so close to my heart right now, is because I experienced this firsthand. And I personally experience this on a regular basis because I run a business, and business comes with people. People that run a church, churches are filled with people. And you know, we all have troubles. We all have trials. And it's how we deal with these things. You know, how do we present our case? I didn't feel that this customer presented her case. Part of her wanted to get resolve, and the other part, she just wanted to tell me how bad my company was and how bad I was and how, you know, we just weren't doing anything right, right? And it's kind of hard to take, because I was sitting there on the phone on a Saturday, you know, trying to figure out how I could make this better for her, right? But in sense, she brought up Better Business Bureau and, you know, all of these things. And I'm thinking, do we really need to go there? Can't we just deal with the facts and try to get to the bottom of the issue so we can take care of it and fix it? And I even told her, I said, Monday morning when I'm at the office, Monday morning, I can actually talk to the people involved. I asked her the names of the people. She didn't remember. I have 12 people in my staff in the office, so it was kind of hard. She goes, we'll just train them all. They all need training. And I'm like, okay, do you want to come in and train them? Since I'm not doing such a good job. And then the other thing, I know it wasn't the right thing to say. I'm telling you right now, I know it wasn't the right thing to say. Just got her rattled even more. She might even be listening right now, and that's okay. So with all that being said, all I'm saying is that I didn't handle myself the best I could. And so then after we hung up, it didn't go well. I was upset. She was upset. I said, you know what? I can't deal with this anymore. I'm going to get with my staff on Monday. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, and I'm going to make sure that we take care of you. She says, well, I can't wait till March 4th. That's just too long. And she goes, I go, well, there's other customers that need help. Just like you need help, there's other customers, and we're short on staff, and we're doing the best we can. And she says, well, you're the owner. You should be able to make this happen. You have the authority to make this happen. And right then I had this picture of I Dream of Jeannie, you know, where you put your hands like this and you blink your eyes. And sometimes I wish I was. I dream of Jeannie and I could just make everything work. Do you ever feel that way? Do you ever feel like you just want to be I Dream of Jeannie and just make everything work? And sometimes it just doesn't, does it? But we can make things better by how we address the situation. And so the title for today, that was a long story to get into this show. And if you're just tuning in right now, I just want to tell you, thank you so much for tuning in. This is the Sue Free Show. Sue Free, spelled like fries, oneword.com. If you're tuning in and you're hearing something and you want to hear the beginning part that you missed, that's okay. Don't worry about it. Just go to Sue Free's, and I have 7 years of podcasts there that you can look up by date, by subject matter, and find what you're needing. Share this show, please. Go on there. Connect with me. I have people connecting. Amy, I did get your message, and I know that you're struggling, and I'm praying for you, and you're looking for work, you have kids, and you're just trying to make it all work, and I believe that we can do something together. So hang in there, Amy. And there's been a number of people that have contacted me recently, and all of these trials and tribulations we're going through, it's sad, but it's opportunity. It's opportunity to let the Lord shine through our adversity, isn't it? So this show is about overcoming evil with good. And I'm not saying that this woman was evil. I just think that the way I was feeling and the way she was addressing or attacking me was not, in my opinion, the godly way to handle a situation. She had a problem. I think I have the solution. She needed to get it out, what was her issue. And I think that we do need to do that. We need to let people know when things are not going the way they should or we think they should go. It is our responsibility, isn't it? It's our responsibility to voice our feelings without attack, though. I think the attack is the part that is from the evil one, because we don't need to attack. It's not getting us what we really want if we're attacking. So in your personal life, if you're not in the business world and you're at home and you're a wife or you're a husband, because I know men are listening too, and I'm just going to ask you to check yourself in this regard. Because we attack because we're really wanting expectations to get met. And when they're not, we get mad. We get angry sometimes. And do you know that mad comes from hurt? I've learned this, is that when we get angry, it's because something's not going our way or we're hurt in some way. And so instead of getting hurt and crying or being sad, we just get mad, right? That's a common emotional state that we get into, is we go right from hurt to mad. A better way to handle that is to go from hurt to verbalizing the hurt and saying, when you said that, you really hurt me. This is how I took it. This is what it meant. And in the business world, or in this lady in my situation, is, look, I hired you to do a job. I was expecting this. This is what I've got. And now I want to know how you're going to make this right. The first thing I always ask is, how can I make this right? What can I do to make this right now? Because what was, right? In any situation, what was. I can't turn back the hands of time on anything that's happened to this point. I haven't made all right choices. I haven't made right decisions all the way around. But not everything that has happened in my life has been my fault, but some have. Some choices I've made personally have been my fault. I could have chosen differently. But looking at that with God's grace, His grace is sufficient for me. And guess what? The good news is His grace is sufficient for you too. So where you go with that is you say, what was, and all I can deal with is right now. So what can I do now differently than I did before? What can I do? What can I learn so that I can be a better person moving forward, right? So here's this. It says, overcoming evil with good, Romans 12, 14, 21. And here's what it says. As a leader, you're going to draw fire. People will criticize you. Some will second guess your decisions. Others will input motives that aren't there. A few will falsely accuse you. Now, in the business world, this does happen. Sometimes you hear about it, and sometimes you don't. Has anyone ever hurt your feelings? I can guarantee you everybody would have to say yes, because that's why they're there. Feelings are there for a reason, right? Maybe you found out somebody lied to you, or you didn't get the raise at work that you deserved, or maybe you were rejected or physically abused. Well, one of the most important things we need to learn is how to trust God and walk by faith when people don't treat us the way they should. Our natural response is to get angry, like I said before. When we're mistreated, it's so easy to just get angry. And feeling angry is not wrong. It's not a wrong feeling to feel angry. But God's word reminds us that we shouldn't return evil for evil or anger for anger. And I kind of did that looking back. And that whole evening, I was in turmoil because I didn't like when I repeated the whole conversation. I did not like how I interacted with her. Even though I don't feel she was totally in the right, I wasn't in the right either. So it messed up my whole evening just to say that. And then Sunday morning in church, I sent her a text and told her I was sorry. And that I was planning, as I said before, I am a person of my word, that I was going to deal with it Monday morning, and I did just that. Jesus notes, offenses must come. People offend us by what they do, sins of commission, and sometimes by what they don't do, sins of omission. Either way, life affords us daily opportunities to be offended. Note that while offenses may be inevitable, Jesus doesn't let the offender off the hook. They too are accountable and will experience their own level of woe. So it's not up to us to have that happen or to make it happen. We just have to understand that Jesus has got the wheel, and Jesus does not let the offender off. Offenses can be good for us. Now, this is a hard thing, right? Hard thing to take and to say even. In the midst of being offended, it is difficult to believe that any good could come out of it, let alone that God might have a bigger purpose in mind. Have you ever noticed that being angry never makes anything better? I know this because I've lived with a person who has been quick-tempered. And the more angry the person got, the more aggression that came out of it, it just kind of seethed inside that person. The problem is if we have unresolved anger, we either explode or we implode. We either blow up at somebody or we fall apart on the inside. And a lot of times we take it out on another person who has done nothing regarding what you're angry about. I can remember this as a child. My father would come home and he was upset because they didn't give him the promotion that he felt he deserved. And he'd come home and he'd just be so angry. And I know that I wasn't the cause, but he took it out on me. And I remember this so well. Getting upset is not the way God wants us to fight our battles. Instead, when somebody hurts us, we can choose to trust God with our pain or injustice and overcome anger with good. Romans 12:17-21, Amplified Version, says, "Repay no one evil for evil, but take thought for what is honest and proper and noble, aiming to be above reproach in the sight of everyone. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave the way open for God's wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine. I will repay,' says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not let yourself be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." When I read that, I'm thinking, okay, I could have done better here. But lesson learned, right? I've learned a lesson. I'll do better next time because I'm not going to let a person get to me that way. Even though I felt it was personal, I'm not going to let a person get to me that way. So we're going to go to break in a minute. And when we're going to break, I want you to listen to the break and listen to the commercials. But I also want you just to think about a situation that you've just been through to where you got angry. And I want you to check yourself. Just ask yourself what caused you to get angry. We will be back with more of the Sue Freeze right after this brief break. Hi, Sue Freeze, the termite lady here. It's been my privilege to serve my community for 32 years as owner of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. Family is one of the most important things in my life, so you can imagine my panic when my little boy Tyson stopped breathing for the first time when he was 2 years old. It was the most terrifying thing I'd ever experienced. In an instant, Tyson had become a statistic. 1 in 8 children in California who suffers from life-threatening asthma. Those of you who listen to my radio show understand that I'm not a victim. I'm a mover, I'm a doer, and I'm a believer. And so I did what I had to do. I set out to find out why Tyson was suffering those horrific asthma attacks, and the journey was powerful and illuminating. I learned so much about how asthma attacks can be prevented, how you can make your home a healthier, happier environment, and how you can emerge from challenging situations like this even stronger and more powerful than you ever could imagine. I've shared my family's story in my new book, Learning to Breathe, available now on my website, www.suefreeze.com. If you or someone you love suffers from asthma, this is a book you must read. Please order your copy today. And for more information about effective alternatives to traditional pest control, please call us at Ecola 800-332-2847. We'd love to help you take care of your home and your family too. Learning to Breathe, available now at SueFreeze.com.
If you own or run a small business, here's some straight talk. No hype about how you can save up to hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on health benefits, business insurance, and HR issues. A company named Simpolicy can provide A to Z services for your employees to save you countless extra hours of work. Dealing with benefits, workers' comp, human resources, and business insurance. And they can save you money, improving your bottom line by helping with employee management. How much money? Just log on to Simpolicy.com and quickly fill in your employee census. Simpolicy will analyze your info and suggest ways to improve your employee benefits while reducing expenses so you can run your business and let Simpolicy do the drudge work. Find out more at Simpolicy.com. That's SimPolicy.com. Or call 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. 888-980-8150. Simpolicy. Your small business resource, a sister company to Montage Insurance Solutions.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world.
termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their two-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS. You're listening to The Sue Free Show.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. 7 years. Can you believe it? Listen, if you need pest or termite control, please call Ecola today and just find out for sure what your suspicions are. And let us find out just what it's going to cost to take care of the problem. And don't wait. The worst thing you can do is wait. Why? Because as you wait, the problem gets bigger. And when it gets bigger, it means it's going to cost you more. I like to not cost a lot in anything that I do. I like to keep things small, right? So let's just keep the cost down and take care of things when they're small. That's what I'm going to say. And Learning to Breathe is a book I wrote. And if you have anybody in your family, anybody that you know that has an asthma respiratory issue, the book is so much more than just that. But that alone is an amazing thing. I just got a call from a company who has decided to promote this book. And I'm getting flown to London in April because they have chosen to feature Learning to Breathe because of the help that it brings for health purpose and for children. And I'm just like beside myself. I'm just in amazement that the book was chosen, but I think it's great and thank you, God. And who knows, maybe it's going to be a movie next. That's the thought. So that would be amazing. I wonder who's going to star in this movie. Anyway, just saying. Simpolicy, if you have insurance needs, be sure and give them a call. So we're going to get back to the show now. Overcoming evil with good. The benefits of not taking things personally. That telephone call. I totally took things personally. Now, she did address me as the owner and that I should have all authority and be able to just make mountains move and all those things, right? And me thinking about all of my customers and how they're all valuable and they all need our services and they waited, so therefore, you know, people need to wait a little bit. We're worth the wait, I think. We're worth the wait, and we'll make sure that we take care of each person. I did take it personal, though, and I didn't handle myself properly. Not completely. But guess what? I was big enough to say I was sorry. And guess what? Everything is okay now. We're taking care of it. It's going to be fine. We're good. The biggest benefits of not taking things personally are self-awareness and clarity. Being centered and grounded while knowing that only you can dictate whether or not you're on track or whether or not you're successful is a reward in and of itself. I asked you before the break to think and to do a check of yourself. Right. And with that, I just want you to be aware. Awareness is so important. Right. It is. So be aware. Be aware of what's happening, how you're feeling and how you're responding. And basically, you can maybe change quite a bit in your relationships just by being aware of that one thing. Anyone who has experienced the state of being knows how good it feels. Once you get a taste of it, you'll strive to be in that state more often. Even when you get thrown off, you'll relish the knowledge that you get to choose whether or not to remain stuck. There's another one, remaining stuck. Boy, I was stuck for a really long time. I'm not talking about this phone call. I'm talking about life. And I was stuck for a really long time. My visual was I had both feet in a block of cement, and there was just no way for me to move, right? I just was stuck. And I had to get unstuck. And so I had to take an inventory of what was going on in my life, how I was feeling, what was going on, so I could get unstuck. And with God's help and with the people that He put in front of me and around me, I got unstuck. Are you stuck today? Do you need some help in that department? If you want someone to pray with you, if you want someone to connect with, go to SueFries, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go there and let me connect with you. Would you do that? Please, please, please. What God is saying is there's a right and a wrong way to respond to injustice. We can get angry and get back at the person who hurt us, or we can fight the way God fights, trusting Him to be our vindicator while we bless our enemies and do good. Psalm 37:1-3. It's certainly not easy to love our enemies and bless the people who have hurt us. It's not easy. And if you've tried it, you know it's not easy. In fact, this is probably one of the most difficult scriptures in the Word of God to follow. We have to stop being afraid of hard things and press in and trust God, because the truth is He will give us the strength and grace to do anything we need to do. I could go into a personal life story right now about me being married 32 years, having an accident, shatter my leg, being in a wheelchair, not sure if I was going to walk, and realizing that my marriage was not really the God marriage that God wanted me to have. And so I had to have the courage to wheel myself out of the situation. That was not easy. But God gave me the strength and the grace to endure and to do what I needed to do. And did everything go well? Could I have been vengeful in the whole situation? Absolutely. But I chose the high road. I chose the road to say, you know what? Material things are material things. And I'm not going to fight over things. I don't want to fight. I want to be peacemaker. I want to have peace. I want life to go on. And, just when I get up to heaven and I'm in front of my Heavenly Father, I just want to be able to hear Him say, good and well done. And I believe that that's what I'm going to hear. And so we have choices in every aspect of our life. We have choices on how we're going to deal with every single thing that comes our way. You have choices. And yes, you can get angry. And it's okay to be angry. But it's acting out of that anger that is where the problem could be. We can be angry because it is an emotion God gave us. It's in there, right? And it's there for a purpose. It's kind of like a fuel gauge. Like when you're running out of gas, there's a gauge there that says you're getting low on fuel or you're going to run out of gas. And we have to pay attention to that because we need something, right? And in anger, when we get angry, we have to assess, why are we angry? What's causing this angry feeling? And I guarantee you that if you really look at it, you're going to find that there's a hurt emotion in there. There's a hurt emotion. And sometimes people will eat to cover up hurt. Sometimes people will drink to numb themselves from the pain. Sometimes people become addicted to drugs because they don't want to feel angry. They don't want to feel hurt. So they'll do things to numb the pain. And God is saying, I am the Almighty Healer. I am here to heal your pain. And that anger that you have, let's dissect it. Let's figure out what it is. Let's figure out why it's there. And what can you do and what can God do to heal this pain and this hurt? And what can we do going forward? What was, was. What is, and what will be. What can you do right here, right now to make a difference in your children's lives, in your life, in your family's life, in your workers' lives, to be better, to be bigger, to not take it into your own hands? And vengeance is not yours, it's God's. It's so much harder to live with anger than it is to live with God's peace, love, and joy. And if we have to take responsibility for our behavior, one of the best things we can do is learn how to pray for the people we're mad at. Not easy, but it's the best thing you can do. The first thing to do when somebody mistreats you is pray. God, this hurts, and I'm angry about it, but I know my anger won't solve the problem or change the person. So I'm going to choose to trust you. I'm going to stay sweet and keep being nice. I'm going to keep doing good because that's what you put me here for. And as I trust you and go about blessing others, I'm going to watch you vindicate me and do what needs to be done in this situation. That is the way to fight and win your battles. Who you become on your journey is far more meaningful than what happens to you. If you learn how to get beyond taking things personally by witnessing and then choosing a different response, you will eventually become unshakable. I want to be unshakable. How about you? I think that's a great word. Unshakable. I like the word victorious even more, though. If I'm going to pick a word, I'm going to say I'm victorious. Why? Because God's with me. And He says that I'm victorious. You can lose all your money. You can get rotten reviews of your recent work after being lauded for the last one. You can get fired tomorrow or even today. But you can't lose who you are. You can't lose your essence. When you become someone who is clear and centered, you will have the tools to move through life no matter what happens externally. You're listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you, San Diegans, for listening in today. And please do me a favor, all up and down the coast, could you please share this show? Become a member with Sue Free's. Could you do that? There are benefits. There is value to becoming a member with me. Let me help you. Help me help you. I love that. So become a member just by going on to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. I need to get a jingle. Anyway, make a decision today that you're going to refuse to live angry. Are you angry? Ask the people around you if they would consider you angry. I have to tell you, I lived with this for so long. And you never know what you're going to get every day. You know, passive aggressive, that angry spirit. And what do? You're walking on eggshells. It's no way to live. For the person that's angry and for those around you, it's no way to live. Ask God to help you take control of your feelings. And if you do act out in anger, confess it and God will forgive you. Confess it. You're not going to be healed like right here, right now. Oh, maybe lightning will strike and you'll be all better. But you know, it's a process, isn't it? It's a journey. Not everything happens just like that. But if you don't ask Him and confess these things to God, then you're going to stay just like you are. And you know what? There's a better you. I know there's a better me. No matter where we are and no matter how much we've come through, there's a better day tomorrow and there's a better you tomorrow. There will be a lot of battles in life, but God has an amazing plan for you. Do you believe that? Do you believe that He has a plan for you? When my kids were growing up, something I would tell them on a regular daily basis is I'm so excited to see the purpose that God created you for lived out in your life. My daughter's a teacher, and I know that's what God created her to be. She's a great counselor. She coaches people. She loves on people. And she's a teacher. And it's great to see. And my son, he is amazing. He saves lives. Both of them are saving lives in one way or another. Spiritual lives, health lives. It's amazing to see what God has done in their lives. And, you know, we all have a purpose. We were all created for a purpose. Are you living out your purpose? What are you passionate about? As you put your focus on Him as your vindicator, it becomes easier and easier to conquer angry feelings and walk in peace. And you will be a blessing as you overcome evil with good. The greatest leaders I know are not easily offended. Instead, they practice the habit of overlooking offenses. They take the high road, give the offender the benefit of the doubt, and move on. What about you? I tell my employees, don't mistake kindness for weakness because they say I care too much. If that's what I'm guilty of, I'm guilty as charged. And if that's the worst, I ask what my biggest negative is, and that's what they say is I care too much. And I'm thinking, you know what? I can live with that. I can live with caring too much. Is it possible to care too much? I don't think so. I really don't. So ask yourself these questions. Do an inventory control on yourself. And if you have angry in you, listen to the show again. You can turn it on as many times as you want. Listen, there was a lot of content in this show. I am a co-author in a book. It's my second book, and I'm co-author. The other one I was the author, and this one I'm co-author. and it's called The Change, and I'm in book 7. It's a 10-book series of change, and there's 20 co-authors in each book, and there's 10 books, 20 co-authors. That's a lot of co-authors. And I'm in book 7. You can pick it up at Amazon if you like, or you could contact me and I can get you an autographed copy. And I'm going to read out of this from one of the other authors. It's Be Authentic, Gillian Scarrer. And here's what it says. When do you do when you have that deep down feeling that your life isn't quite authentically aligned? It's something all of us would have experienced to some degree at some point during our lifetime. It might have been a small thing or a large thing. It might have had a small impact or a large impact. Would your choices be quite different if you were to really answer your own inner voice? Maybe it's time to take a careful look at your values, or maybe you haven't really consciously thought about your values, what your values might be. Values are the principles you live by, or your standards of behavior. They may guide your moral compass and give you foundations to live by. There are any number of values which may be important to you. Love, family, freedom, adventure, security, success, fun, integrity, giving back, health, travel, education, challenge, creativity, whatever it is that truly matters to you. Be sure you are considering your own personal values, not societal values, or those you have adopted from your family, friends, or broader environment. What are your values? Then ask yourself why they are your values, or why they are important to you. Ensure that your values are positively motivated rather than being a negative response to what you don't want in your life. That way you positively program your unconscious mind to move you towards what you want. I hope that made sense to you. I'm reading this from another author in the book, The Change. It makes total sense to me because subconsciously your thoughts, your whole being will go towards what you think about. So if your being is going to something that you don't want, like let's say you don't want to get divorced, but yet you're thinking about divorce all the time and you're building this case against divorce or towards divorce on your relationship. I don't know if this is making any sense at all, but it is making sense. Is that you have to focus on what you want, not what you don't want. That's the key out of this. And you have to guard your mind to focus on what it is you want. It's like when I'm getting taught a new dance step. It's this simple. I'll be in a room and somebody's teaching me a new dance step because I dance professionally. So when they're teaching me this new dance step, the teacher, there's different ways you can teach. This one teacher will say, okay, here's what you're doing and here's what you don't want to do. And I look at this teacher and I say, don't do that. And he goes, what do you mean? And I say, don't tell me what not to do. Tell me what to do. Show me what to do. And I just want to focus on the to do's. It's just like when you're studying for a test. If you have the right answer, read the right answers. Just read the right answers. Don't read wrong answers, A, B, C, and read all of them. Just highlight the right one and read that and just have that in your mind. Train yourself to think right. I have the opportunity for you to go on my website, SueFreeze.com, and you can get 3 pages of free. Yes, I'm right, free. Because I want to give you something. Go on there and get the free pages of I Am's. Because what the I Am's are, it's what God says about you. It's what he says about you. And, you know, there are people in here that are going to say things like my dad, he's gone now. But he used to say, you're like a bull in a china closet, Susie. And I used to believe that I was klutzy. And I'm not klutzy. I'm a dancer. I'm not klutzy. But I used to think I was klutzy. Why? Because my dad would tell me I was like a bull in a china closet. Right? So do I want to listen to what my dad said? Because he wasn't like the nicest guy. Sometimes he was angry. And so he would throw that at me. Or do I want to listen to what my Heavenly Father says about me? So my suggestion is let's listen to the right things. Let's renew our minds. Let's get to where we are. We're just going to be strong. We're going to be victorious because that's what the I Am say from God. And I want that for you. And I hope you want that for you. So go on Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com. Go on there and get the 3 pages of free. If you want to take it a step further, there's an opportunity where you can go on there. You can record your own voice, which your spirit hears your own voice more than he hears anyone else's voice. You can go on there and you can record your own voice. You can get an MP3 or a CD, and you listen to these every day, morning and night, and I guarantee you that you will be a new person. 30 days, 60 days, at 90 days, you are going to have a new belief system within your body, and you are going to become stronger. You're going to be victorious. And whenever negative comes your way, whenever words that are not true come your way, I've had this, I've lived it, you get so strong that when you hear it, you just say, I'm not receiving that. That does not belong to me. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And when you do that, there is an empowerment that comes over your body, your soul, your spirit, that gives you all the strength to fight whatever there is. Any battle you have, you can fight it because you know that you are victorious. Why? Because God tells you that. You just say, I am victorious. I am victorious. It's amazing. It is amazing. I believe so strongly in this. I think you can hear that in my voice, my passion in this. Being involved with this Safe Passage about domestic violence. And I went and I met the lady, Trish, after the show. Actually, just yesterday, I went to lunch with her. What a delightful woman in her story. If you haven't heard it, listen to my podcast. She had a miraculous healing with her ears. They used to call her deaf and dumb. She says, how terrible is that? But that's what the kids would say about me, as I was deaf and dumb, because she couldn't hear. And she went to the front of the church and had hands put on her ears, and they prayed over her ears. And this is when she was older. And they prayed over her ears, and she walked away from that. And as she walked back to her seat, she'll tell you the story. The doctors all said, no, you're going to be deaf forever. And her ears popped. And all of a sudden, she could hear. Amazing story. I went to lunch with her yesterday. And I went to where she is, and she has all these clothes that are being donated to her for the women that are coming from domestic violence, that they don't have clothes. They had to leave everything behind, and she has clothes for them to wear, and she helps them with their makeup. She has a little setup with a mirror and everything to show them how to do their makeup so they can go and interview and get a job and be, you know, responsible moms and women. How did they end up where they were? How did they end up in a situation that was less than what God would want? How? Because somewhere along the lines, they didn't believe, they didn't have value inside themselves. They didn't think they were worthy. They didn't have the value that God places on each and one of us. He died for us. If we were the only ones on the earth, he died for us. He died for you. And you have to understand and really grab hold of that, the value your life has, the purpose he created you for. He knows every hair. He knows every word since you were in your mom's womb. That's what he says in the Bible. So knowing that, there's great value in you. You are a very unique and special person. And I know some of you are crying right now, and that's okay. That's the Holy Spirit. Look up, reach up, ask the Lord into your heart. Ask him into your heart and just say, Lord, I want to be your child. I want you to have my life. Help me with my life. And he will do just that. If I was going to pick one verse for this show, it would be Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Be a blessing to someone each and every day and reach out to me, and I'll be there for you. God bless you.
This has been the Sue Free Show, sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.